This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Opening arguments are set to begin Monday in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who faces murder charges in the death last May of a black man named George Floyd. Floyd's death in police custody triggered protests around the world. A 12-member jury and three alternates are set to hear the case. Testimony in the high-profile trial could last a month. The 45-year-old Chauvin, who is white, has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter charges in the death of Floyd, who was 46. If convicted, Chauvin could face years in prison. Chauvin says he was following police training in arresting Floyd. Police video shows him pinning Floyd to the ground with his knee on Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes, despite the fact that Floyd said he could not breathe. Chauvin's defense attorney Eric Nelson is expected to argue that Floyd died from underlying medical conditions, not because Chauvin was holding him down. Street protest against police treatment of minorities, some of which turned violent, erupted in numerous U.S. cities and elsewhere throughout the world in the weeks after Floyd's death. The jury recently selected to decide the case includes six white women, three white men, three black men, one black woman, and two biracial women, according to court records. New York lawmakers have finalized an agreement to legalize recreational marijuana sales to adults over the age of 21. The state's come close to passing marijuana legislation several times, but until now has been unable to finalize a deal. New York will now join at least 14 other U.S. states that allow residents to buy marijuana for recreational and not just medical use. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Hope rose on Sunday that salvage efforts would free a mammoth container ship blocking the Suez Canal for 6 days, crippling international trade and causing losses worth millions of dollars. Ship tracking applications say two tugboats are on their way to the vital waterway to help the salvage operation. Meanwhile, experts hope a high tide will dislodge the vessel. The container ship, known as the MV Ever Given, has been wedged diagonally across the Suez Canal since Tuesday, blocking the waterway in both directions. The crisis has forced some companies to reroute their vessels around Africa's Cape of Good Hope, which is a longer and more expensive way to travel between Asia and Europe. Billions of dollars of cargo are now stalled at either end of the Suez Canal. Each passing day results in millions of dollars of losses for Egypt and commercial enterprises around the world. Myanmar security forces opened fire on a funeral Sunday, a day after more than 100 people were killed during protest against the February 1st military coup. Mourners fled the funeral in Bago near the commercial capital of Yangon as the gunfire erupted. This, according to witnesses, there were no immediate reports of casualties. The funeral was held for a 20-year-old participant in the protest, one of roughly 114 people killed Saturday. It was the bloodiest day since the military junta seized power on the 1st of February. Defense chiefs from a dozen countries, including the United States, issued a rare joint statement Saturday morning, condemning Myanmar's use of lethal force against unarmed people. The statement read, "A professional military follows international standards for conduct and is responsible for protecting, not harming, the people it serves." The Facebook page of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been frozen, according to a spokesman for the social media giant, because the page contained misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. Maduro violated Facebook policy when he posted a video without any medical evidence about an herbal drink as a cure for the coronavirus. That's according to a company spokesman who spoke to Reuters news agency. The Facebook company said it's taking action to limit use of Maduro's Facebook page for 30 days due to repeated violations of the rules. Brazil is averaging nearly 2,400 deaths per day of COVID-19. That's about one-fourth of the world's daily tally, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The South American nation is on pace to reach 4,000 deaths a day, six experts told the Associated Press. That's a level that would rival the worst seen in the United States. Marissa Melton, VOA News.